me tell you who's doing sneakers the best in the game right now. That's New Balance. The two-way V4, featuring this groundbreaking use of technology with fresh foam. It's called Fuel Cell, creating this combination that we love of rebound and cushioning. Fresh foam offers unparalleled cushioning for maximum comfort your entire game from start to finish. The upper construction features this lightweight textile that reduces weight, which we all need, I know I do, while remaining supportive and breathable. Hard to find that combo. The two-way V4 gives you the tools that you need to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way V4 at newbalance.com. Another franchise that is in dire straits, the Boston Celtics. A little bit of news. Josh only Heat highlights Richardson. You know, Josh Richardson, they show how good he is. You know, they show his 3 and D, and it's always him in a Heat uniform. Do you ever notice that?
Right, yeah, no, that's, yeah.
And I'm like, do they not have access to any other Josh Richardson B-roll than this? Like, they don't ever use him in a Mavs uniform, ever.
Because whatever editors back there, if they see Josh Richardson Heat, like if it's like tagged that, there's a way better chance that it's going to be a positive highlight.
Absolutely. But, yeah. He's now signed a 2-year deal with the Celtics. That's good, right? I know the delusional Celtics fans are excited. They're like, oh, yeah, Marcus Smart, he got a deal. Robert Williams, he gets a deal. Oh, yeah, baby. 3 and D, Josh Richardson, only $24 million over the next 2 years. What a bargain. Cue the duck boats. Championship a-coming for us. Yeah, that'll put you over the Nets, the Bucks, and the Hawks, and the Knicks. I mean, Boston fans don't like hearing this, but... like, you went from manager at Staples to assistant manager at Staples. Like, Fournier is a downgrade. From Fournier to Josh Richardson and from Kemba to Dennis Schroeder, you literally got a demotion and you're trying to say, you know, it was more of like a lateral move, you know?
Right, yeah.
This is like, okay. And they're trying to feed us this bullshit. And it's like, we know what your plans are. It's Bradley Beal. That's all you care about is Bradley Beal. Josh Richardson is just another pretty little trade chip. He's good, just good enough to get a team like the Washington Wizards to bite on his potential. Because Pat Riley liked him 3 years ago. I mean, we got Jimmy Butler. Obviously, they wouldn't have traded him. They were like basically holding out for Josh. They're like, oh yeah, he don't want to get rid of Josh Richards. He's the new Tyler Hero in the sense of like a guy not nearly as good as the Heat wants you to believe. They just hold on to these assets to make you think that they're good and they're not that good. But like someone will fall for Josh Richardson maybe being a 3-and-D guy, just like the Mavs did. He was an interesting little player for the Sixers. This is what Brad Stevens said. We feel fortunate to be able to extend Josh. He's a talented offensive player, a versatile defender, plays with an edge and a toughness that Boston fans will love. Boston fans are going to boo some Josh Richardson, I tell you what. When he goes 3 for 18, they are going to boo the shit out of him. I promise you that.
No, certainly.
The translation of what Brad really was meaning is that he is the perfect mid-level exception to add to a package to entice a team that, oh, we'll give you Josh and Marcus Smart, maybe Robert Williams, rim protector, 3-and-D guy, very tough glue guy in Marcus Smart. He can defend off the bench. What do you think? Brad Beal wants out. All these guys are fucking great. And did a little research. Smart plus Richardson plus Williams, $41 million. Bradley Beal salary, $37 million. So, why do you think Marcus Smart added a $1 million kicker into his contract extension if he gets traded? Because he knows he's getting traded. That's how. That's how. He's like, yo, if you're going to get me out of this bitch, you might as well fucking pay me. In other words, Brad Stevens is hoping and wishing and praying that he's going to get Bradley Beal without costing him Jaylen, because not Jaylen. Anything but Jaylen. But what if Bradley Beal doesn't want to go? What if they got all of those pieces? They extended all of those mediocre guys, we'll say. No shade, but they're mediocre, right? Like, they're not as good as the pieces that they had before, which also really didn't fit that well together to begin with and weren't that good. So they're less than they were. What if they have all those pieces on a 2-year, 3-year deal, and then Brad doesn't want to leave? Then you just got guys. You just got guys locked up, fucked. A team that can't win right now. If they're locked into Richardson and Smart for two more years, and then they can't win then either, that leaves what? 2024? Like, well, that's when Jalen's final year of his contract is. That's with Tatum with 1 year left on his deal. Think about Jalen in an expiring and Tatum with 1 year left on his deal, and they're like, I don't know about the direction of where we're headed.
That would be funny to see them leave.
It's just like, oh my God. The math just doesn't add up. The Celtics need to win, and they need to win now, because we know what it's like when players don't feel that their team has a sense of urgency. And it doesn't appear that there is a sense of urgency. They have no backup plan. It's just Brad Beal or bust. I fucking love it. I hate the Celtics. I say I don't hate the Celtics, but I do. They're a piece of shit franchise. I love the two J's, and they don't deserve this. I like Marcus Smart, but I don't like Brad Stevens. And I don't like the arrogance of the Celtics organization. And I do like that this team is in real fucking trouble, putting all their eggs in a Brad Beal basket. And you know what? Bold move, Cotton. Let's see how that plays out for you.